Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 144. Well, that used to be the number of the bus when I was growing up. With Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday 26th of November Waltz Time from Gary Blair's Missing Time CD with the Red Rose Café and Les Bicyclettes de Belize. Today is going to be a bit of a hodgepodge with dances which I found along the way and fancied including. We begin with Dick Whittington from Chris Ronald's new book and Jim Lindsay's CD. One set, cast off and turn left hand to face first corners. Corners pass and turn, ones finishing by turning right hand three quarters to man up, lady down for a left hand teapot, then change to the other end for a right hand teapot. Circle round and back. Trip to London is by Maurice Lennon. Then Jim and the Band played Dunrovin Farm by Michael Gray, Mom's Jig by Jerry Holland, Susan and Fergie by Muriel Johnston, and The Parting Shot by Ian Robertson. Our first Strathspey today is one of my indulgences, the Bonnie Lass a Bonacord, devised by John Drury in 1964, and well established in the repertoire by 1970, so I would have danced it to Rob Gordon and his band at annual Worcester dances. The dance was written for the tune by James Scott Skinner, which he composed for Mina Bell, a lass who had fallen on hard times, as a tune that'll keep you in mind when we're base deed. Next up, we will have the Saltire Society Reel by Roy Goldring, devised in 1985 and published by the RSCDS in one of their leaflets, with the name tune by Bill Clement. Once cross down and turn outside the threes, then dance up to turn between the twos. Once then cross down between the threes as they are dancing up into reflection rows of three on the sides. Once finishing left hands joined, facing first corners. Then the last half of the dance is one setting to corners, turn inwards, set again and right hand across to face second corners and repeat with left hand across. Good to have some live music to get a lift. So here are the Pine Woods musicians from 2010 on their CD Live from C Sharp. After the Saltire Society reel by Bill Clement, we heard Piper Doon, Willie's Brogues, and The Piper's Cave, which is by Jay Sutherland. Now you're feeling lively, we'll have the four-couple jig The Weathercock by Veronica Hughes, first published by the Leeds branch for their Silver Jubilee and then by the RSCDS in the second graded book. Take a moment to get your breath because we are going to have this twice. Ewan Galloway plays it on his new CD, Grove Collection 2, and then we will hear Ian MacPhail and his band from Highlander Music, Volume 5. The lead tune for the Weathercock is Brian Boroom. Ewan followed this with Maid on the Green, The Cobbler and Biddy the Bowl Wife. And Ian MacPhail played Over the Sea and his own tune Jeanette MacInnis before returning to Brian Boroom to finish. Definitely time to quieten down now. So we will have our 8x Strass Bay, which is actually only a two-couple dance. Something in the Air, devised by Pam Stevens in 2019 and published by the RSCDS in the latest book 53. This means we can hear David Oswald and his recording band, which includes Alistair MacLeod, second accordion, Gillian Stevenson, fiddle, Graham Berry, piano and bass, and David's son Stuart Oswald, making his recording debut on drums. Stuart is a fine young drummer, taught by the one and only Max Ketchin.
Thank you.
tunes were Mistaken Identity by Gordon Shand, Loretta by Eric Allen, We'll Hear the Birds Sing Again by Ian Robertson, The Pride of Loch Norman by Luke Brady, Memories of Jimmy Tom by Ian Robertson, Christine the Bash by Bobby Brown, and One for the Road by Gordon Shand. Now a five-couple reel, The Plantation Reel by Tony Moretti, dedicated to Andrew Rankin for his contributions to Scottish country dancing. So, although there are lots of other good recordings for this dance, we will hear Andrew Rankin's own version from his 1976 LP, Westering Home, beginning with Dem Golden Slippers. Them Golden Slippers is by James Bland and was followed by Kingdom Coming, O Susanna by Stephen Foster, Dixie's Land and Some Folks Do, all played by Andrew Rankin and his band for the Plantation Reel. Today is my mother's 93rd birthday. She tells me she is not celebrating it, doesn't need or want any presents, and not to even bother sending a card as she doesn't have room to put them up. That last is palpably untrue and has been ignored. However, it reminded me of her favourite dances, which were Bonnie Anne and General Stewart's Reel. For Bonnie Anne, I have chosen Neil Barron's recording from Highlander Music Volume 2, much more recent than my mother's era, but we have already heard from Rob Gordon today. But for General Stewart's Reel, we are going back to Stan Hamilton and his Flying Scotsman Dance Time 1 LP, which would be more what she was used to, and would have coped fine with the speed, which today, I'm sure, we all balk at. is of course danced to The Glendaryll Highlanders by Alexander Fettes, who was pipe major of the Aberdeen Highlanders at the time. That was 1865-79. He was 20 when he took up that position. Afterwards, he emigrated to Port Elizabeth, South Africa, was pipe major of their pipe band, and several times mayor of Port Elizabeth. He had great influence on piping in South Africa and died there in 1921. General Stuart's reel, The Dance, was published in the Castle Mengis manuscripts of 1749, and the lead tune is the traditional The Stuart's Rant. Stan Hamilton followed that with Staten Island and The Teetotaler, both traditional, and Angus Campbell by James Scott Skinner. If I'm having an indulgent programme, then we need a medley, and searching through my Cribs file, I came across the Iona Cross. I haven't danced this since before COVID, and it is a challenging dance. I know in at least one area they dance it as an alternating medley, which does tend to ensure you get to the end successfully. But it really does lose something, well, quite a bit really, not to dance it as intended by the deviser, John Mitchell. A square set dance for six couples. Bars 1 to 8 are reels of 4 up and down, and bars 17 to 24 are reels of 4 across. So really all you need to concentrate on are the 8-bar phrases in between, which affect the progression. Only 3 recordings, and this is the Colin Dewar Quartet from Special Requests, Volume 2. Thank you. Strathspey tunes were McFedrin Strathspey, Miss Fiona MacDonald, and John Stephen of Chart's Inn. Then we had Colin's tune Aaron Mason's Reel, and The Doon Hinging Tie by Ian Peterson twice to finish off. And what shall we finish with? Something to brighten us up, make us feel loved, and give us hope. What better than Love and Sunbeams from the Pretoria 35th anniversary book called Many Happy Hours. The dance is by Irene van Marseveen and is an 8x40 jig. It doesn't have its own recording, though Wouter Joubert has written the named tune, and I have chosen The Waggle of the Kilt to complete the effect. The dance begins with ones crossing left hand and then face the twos to dance la barat with them. In the next eight bars, twos and ones set, the men chase anti-clockwise halfway as the ladies half turn and twirl, then the men three-quarters turn left hand onto the centre line and twirl about, while the ladies dance on a quarter to face them. Then six bars of a reel of four and turn partner right hand, ones to face first corners. Dance to corners and set for 12 bars, and then threes and twos chase halfway as ones turn one and a half to second place to start again. Lots of life in this dance, methinks, and plenty of kilt waggling. Hendry and his band played The Waggle of the Kilt by Harry Lauder, Kissin' in the Dark by Neil Grant, My Big Kilmarnock Bonnet, which is traditional, and Bonnie Wee Jeanie McCall by Joe Gordon. I hope you've enjoyed this hour of good music, plenty to keep your toes tapping and a few memories stirred, maybe. Thanks to Ewan and Andy at Radio GH. Thanks to you all for listening. And enjoy Bruce McGregor's Annie's Waltz from Blazing Fiddles' album, The Key. Bye!